And how about a tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers? They're really beautiful, and they bloom. And you see them higher up in the mountains. Have you ever come across that kind of plant?
Well, it's camellias.
Well, it's also the name of a girl. Hmm? It's also the name of a girl. So,
lilies of the valley.
Well, mountain laurel.
Mountain laurel, yeah, there's a mountain laurel. It's a beautiful thing.
Have you ever heard of another name for a mountain laurel?
No, I have no.
Okay. What about a large flowering tree and the leaves are shiny, as big white flowers?
Big white flower?
Uh-huh. And it leaves a prickly seed pod about the size and the shape of a cucumber. And they smell really good.
Magnolia?
Uh-huh. As soon as that tape runs out, we can finish it up. You say, I must ask someone, well, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask my
husband.
Okay. And if a man would say, I would ask
my wife.
And a woman who has lost her husband is called a
widow.
And the man whose son you are is called your
father.
Was there a name that you used to call your father besides father?
Dad or daddy or pop.
Mm-hmm.
Papa.
Anyone in particular?
Oh, I used to call him pop.
Okay. And his wife was called your
mother.
Was there a name that you used to call her? Specific, other than mother?
Some of them called Ma, some called Mama, some called Mother.
Okay. So your father and mother together are called your... When you think of your mother and father, you'd call them your...
Parents.
And your father's father might be called your...
Grandfather.
And his wife might be called...
Grandmother.
Now, are there any other terms that you'd call your grandfather or grandmother?
No. Okay. Let's call them Granny and Gramp.
Okay.
If you had been shot, and you went up to the doctor, and you say, I have a wound. Have you ever seen a wound that has a growth in it that has to be burned out? What would you call that?
Could be cancer. It could be a.
I'm talking
malignant growth.
What about the flesh that grows in the wound?
Scab.
Something else you might call it. How about proud flesh?
Proud flesh, yeah.
And if you get a little cut on your finger, you might want to put some...
Tape on it.
Well, how...
Iodine.
And what about a tonic that's used for malaria? Or, no, it's a pill that you use for malaria.
Quinine.
Okay. And if
you know what they use it for now?
Drinks.
For cramps.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I took one here a night or two ago. I got up and I'd sort of move my feet like that and have a cramp in the calf of my leg. It lasts about 10 days.
Mm-hmm.